Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Tony Hendra, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour podcast. To be exact, it's the 250th anniversary of our first Radio Hour way back in 1768. 8 years before the Declaration of Independence, when the U.S. was still ruled by a fat, pampered, irrational, egomaniacal would-be tyrant whose yellowish wig covered his almost total lack of hair, good sense, and common decency. Or, if you don't regard every week or so cause for a birthday party, as we do, way back when Obama was running for re-election against a Mormon bishop, which you could have seen as a contest between church and state, if Mormonism wasn't then, as now, the Fox News of religions. So, yeah, there was plentiful material to be satirical about, particularly the non-rational Rifle Association, which we were merciless in satirizing, as we still are and will be in today's show. Which gives you some idea of just how effective satire can be in demolishing its targets. As a British satirical genius named Peter Cook once remarked, we all remember how effective the satirical clubs of the Weimar Republic were in halting the rise of Nazism. But we persevere. By the time we reach our 500th anniversary, we fully expect to have established utopia here in the good old United States. Whoops, gotta go hide, like the good guys with the big guns always do. Stand your ground for the Final Edition Radio Hour podcast. Number 250.
In recent news, there have been some claims that the FBI failed to act on tips about Nicholas Cruz, the shooter in the recent Florida high school massacres. Three of the FBI join us now. Larry, you got a call that a YouTuber received a comment from Cruz that read, "I'm going to become a professional school shooter."
Yeah, that is correct.
And you didn't do anything.
Well, you know what they say, never read the comments. Unless, you know, you want to feel shitty. I have a YouTube channel myself, and you do not want to read the things that people posted on my account.
And what about when you got a tip from a neighbor saying they were worried that Cruz was going to harm people?
To be honest, yeah, I got that call, and, like, it was just wasn't a good time for me, you know? I was, like, soups tired, like, real soup tired. Like, the night before, I barely slept, and I just wasn't feeling the whole work thing that day.
So, what you're saying is that you were too lazy to file the report.
Oh, bingo was his name, oh, but I passed it on to Jerry to take care of it.
Jerry, what did you do with this information?
Oh, dude, I started writing up the report, but I don't like putting that kind of energy into my aura. You know, this kid sounded like bad news, and that's just not good juju. I pass it on to Carrie to handle.
And, ma'am, what did you do?
I threw it away. To be fair, I don't work for the FBI. I was just walking my dog, and this guy handed me a file. I thought he wanted me to put it in the trash for him.
So, to be clear, you threw out the FBI report on Nicholas Cruz.
Well, I scooped up my dog's poop with it and then threw it out. I do feel really bad, though.
Well, there you have it, folks. The FBI is horrible at their job. You'll be happy to know that the head of the FBI has resigned. Unfortunately, Jerry, Larry, and Carrie are still on the team.
Again, I want to be clear. I was never on the team. I'm a dog walker. I'd like to be removed from this narrative.
And as you can see, it was mostly Carrie's fault.
Again, I want to be clear. I was never...
You remind me of the woman my husband left me for.
No.
We take you now to Federal Hall, New York City, in the year 1789.
So that's our First Amendment to the Constitution, allowing homophobic extremists to harass people at military funerals. What's next?
The Second Amendment, the right of any person at any time to own any weapon whatsoever.
Mm. Mr. Speaker, we just had a revolution precisely so that someday anyone who walks into a college or movie theater or mall food court or Amish schoolhouse or even a kindergarten could possess the most state-of-the-art military hardware and quickly kill innocent strangers in truly massive numbers.
Well, obviously, we all want to make that possible. But what about convicted felons buying guns?
The law may require background checks, but demented psychopaths can still buy whatever they want at a gun show.
That is the original intent of we, the Founding Fathers.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Mr. Speaker, I do raise a concern. This amendment may expose the true intent of our new nation.
You mean to design a government specifically for the killing of children?
You'd be surprised how many people are not altogether on board with that.
So if we want to make sure demented imbeciles can always get a hold of fast and portable firearms, and obviously that's why we're all here.
Oh, yes, yes. certainly is.
Then we need sacrifice other proposed amendments. Just for appearance's sake. Mm.
But we already rewrote the Declaration of Independence, so it didn't say life, liberty, and the seared flesh of boys.
Even so, look at our proposed 11th Amendment, and I quote, "If there be habits that will make the environment unlivable for future generations, Congress shall stand by with their thumb up their posterior and pretend everything is copacetic." Unquote. Maybe we should drop that one.
Or how about the 12th Amendment? And I quote, "Children whose parents go away to jail on drug charges should consider selling their bodies to privateers." Unquote.
Mm, yes, yes. Well, we'll sacrifice those two for now so we can get away with the gun thing.
But how will people otherwise know those were our original intent?
I believe over time, intelligent people shall divine and share in the Founding Fathers' violent hatred of children. Let's just move on to the Fourth Amendment, the right against unreasonable search and seizure. Everyone knows that's supposed to be sarcastic, right?
Torn from a world of tyrants beneath this western sky, we formed a new domain.
In this season of giving, we're traveling the country asking, what's your favorite charity? In Hattiesburg, Mississippi,
Habitat for Humanity. We don't have a lot of money to give, but everyone in my family has carpentry skills.
And it won't see my thumb.
Yeah, this yours?
Nope.
Minneapolis, Minnesota,
Meals on Wheels. Because you're feeding people, but also you're helping shut-ins.
I can't eat rice. That's how the track is.
Okay.
Bel Air, California.
Yeah.
Hi, we're traveling the country asking, what's your favorite charity?
Why?
Well, in this season of giving, we're traveling the... Well, we're going a lot of places.
One moment, please.
I know.
Yes. Actually, we're very active in Save Cedar Canyon, a very important environmental cause.
Oh, I'm not familiar with Cedar Canyon.
It's an ecologically sensitive refuge near Grant Street that is being threatened by developers, and we would like to preserve it for future generations.
Well, we're on Grant Street. Wait, are you talking about this vacant land next to your house?
Developers want to put three large homes in this irreplaceable wildlife sanctuary.
What kind of wildlife are we talking about here?
Thistles and dead grass.
And there's a rat.
More people should get involved with this.
You mean members of the public should come by and enjoy this open land themselves?
They're not allowed to park here.
Okay. Yes, even the wealthy people of Bel Air, California can share in this magical season of giving.
The following is a paid political message from Idiots with Guns.
Hi, I'm Bill Newport.
And I'm Chris White, on behalf of Idiots with Guns.
You know, every time someone gets in the news shooting an unarmed person, the National Rifle Association rises to defend responsible gun owners. But what about the rest of us?
The Second Amendment to the Constitution doesn't just guarantee guns for smart, responsible people. They're for everyone.
We're idiots, and we have the right to defend ourselves.
Now, suppose I see a black teenager in a hoodie walking down the street at night. What am I supposed to do? Call the police? Do what they tell me? Let highly trained members of law enforcement handle the situation?
Or let's say I've just had a messy divorce, and now my kids and ex-wife are going to continue their lives without my total control.
Plus, you're drunk.
Plus, I'm drunk. So, I have to go home and kill them.
What else can you do?
Do I have another option?
Probably. But point is, we're too dumb to think of it. That's why guns must be kept safe and legal for exactly the kind of morons who really use them.
So I can defend my opinion.
And I can defend my opinion.
And I can defend my opinion.
And I can shoot you in a homosexual panic.
What?
I'm not gay!
This has been a paid political message from Idiots with Guns.
Oh, I've been running sexual harassment seminars for 7 years now, and I have never seen one so crowded. Anyway, this is the time when we open up for your questions. So if you have any questions at all for human resources, now is the time. Yes, the gentleman over there.
Yeah, hi. If I'm a little interested in a woman in the company, not a subordinate, someone from another department, what's considered a fair and polite approach?
Well, I would say you might drop a rose on her desk, perhaps compliment her hair, and maybe suggest a drink after work.
Sorry to interrupt, but I got reprimanded for doing exactly that.
Of course. You should never make that kind of overt romantic gesture in the office. But he can, because he's cute.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's true. I'm very handsome.
He really is.
Whereas you are a squat homunculus with a walleye and your hair looks like it's drawn on with a Sharpie. So under company policy, you're allowed to say hello on the elevator and patiently wait a few years for her to notice you.
Okay, but can I at least send her a birthday card?
I'm not sure. Can you stand up for a second?
All right.
No, you're not tall enough.
Excuse me, but if I like someone, is it okay to make a personal observation in a card that everyone else in the office also signs?
That depends. Are you charming?
I mean, that's not really for me to say.
Guys, is he charming?
Oh, God, no.
Pardon me. Suppose as a woman who works for a related company, and we see each other at industry events. Can we meet for coffee?
Well, you seem like you might be kind of funny. So, yeah, the company would allow that.
Can I do that, too?
No, you look boring.
Would the company ever allow me to get married?
Well, your skin looks like sweet potato pie filling, your legs are short, and your hands need a shave. So, technically, I'm not supposed to say this, really, but your only hope is to get in a position of power and abuse it until you can't get away with it anymore.
Why was I reprimanded for talking to the receptionist? I'm not that bad looking.
No, but you've got an ugly friend and he's dragging you down.
Damn it, Marshall.
Sorry, man.
As for the rest of you, the company encourages you to move to a state where it's legal to pay for sex. Anything else?
Yes. As a woman, I just want to thank you for the important work you're doing.
Yeah, your hair's not shiny enough to say that.
You needn't say you love me, for I'm pretty sure you don't. But tell me that you like me, and there's nothing that I won't be glad to do.
Hello and welcome to my booth. Can I help you? Hello? Don't be shy.
I'm sorry. This is my first time at one of these weapons festivals.
Please, we call it a gun show. Relax! Can I see your ID?
I was told I didn't need to have identification.
I'm kidding. I don't need to see an ID. Relax! Can I get you a bumper sticker?
No, just a gun would be good.
Of course! A gun! Now, do you know which kind of gun?
I don't know. I'm kind of new to random motiveless killings.
I see. Are you a hunter or a maniac?
I'm not sure.
Do you keep to yourself?
Yes.
Do you have antisocial tendencies?
Yeah.
Do you believe in thinning out the herd?
A herd of people, yeah.
Do you kill for sport?
I could kill at sports.
You're a hunter of humans, which puts you in either category. Fortunately, I market the same guns to both hunters and maniacs. Do you want pistols or automatic weapons?
How about two of each? No, make it three. No, make it 12.
With 13, you get a bumper sticker. Guns don't kill, my customers do.
Thanks. Do you have a movie schedule?
I'm a death merchant, not Fandango.
Oh, well, I don't know how to thank you. I feel like giving you a warning sign.
Wonderful. In your aftermath, I'll tell the media I didn't pick up on it.
Well, I'm gonna go keep to myself now.
Sure. If you want, you can keep to yourself with those loners over there.
Those people socializing?
Yeah, they're all antisocial. And they're all my customers.
Wow. There are more of us hunter maniacs than I thought.
Just do me a favor. Don't thin out that herd. Next!
Man on the Street!
The final edition asks the man on the street, how are you enjoying the Winter Olympics?
No spoilers, please. I'm still watching the previous Winter Olympics.
I've been watching the Olympics for weeks, and I have not seen Michael Phelps take off his shirt.
Where have you seen him at all?
In his apartment.
I would rather not talk about that because my wife left me because of my elliptic.
America's doing really poorly in the standings.
Because America does a lot better lying down.
America, go for the bronze!
Well, I'm looking through the rule books here, and there's nothing saying a penguin can't be a figure skater.
Have you guys been watching skiing at all? It wasn't that good from the start. It was all downhill.
I just thought the slalom was a fetish that involved spitting.
How are Mario and Sonic doing at the Olympic Games?
Sonic is getting a lot of rings.
Ironically, there were no gold medals given out because a loser never wins.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by the Non-Rational Rifle Association.
Wayne LaPierre is a murderer. That's what the media screech. Now they're even screeching that Wayne LaPierre is the man who's really responsible for Trayvon Martin's tragic death. Can you believe these people? We say our beloved executive VP is a legendary American. We say the 600,000 tragic gun deaths which have occurred on his watch are actually the greatest gift he could have given our great nation. Wayne says,
"The world is a tough place, and America is a tough country. A country whose constitution enshrines forever the inalienable right of every citizen to stand his ground and kill if he feels threatened. A country of tough, tough winners. People too stupid to carry guns to defend themselves or too weak to stand their ground if they do are, it's tough to say, but a tough country can take it, losers. Their tragic deaths prove that their lives had nothing to contribute to our great nation. Trayvon Martin was just another loser. He's where he belongs. 6 feet under, with all the other losers.
Remember, guns don't kill people. God kills people. Guns are God's way of eliminating the weak. Every gun death in America makes us stronger. Be glad, not sad, America, that somewhere in this great nation right now, another loser is eating lead.
The Non-Rational Rifle Association. We are America's lizard brain.
Ho, ho, ho! The final edition presents A Christmas Carol for the rest of the year. Ho, ho, ho!
Grandma slowly passed away from cancer. Oh, after a long fight with the disease. You can say there's no such thing as sarcoma. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been smoking for her whole life. But we're still sad to see her go.
Bye-bye.
And even with the chemotherapy, it metastasized into her bones. When we found her Monday morning in her hospital room dead, her skin was so jaundiced and sallow, and there was no hair upon her head.
Grandma slowly passed away from cancer after a long fight with the disease. You can say cigarettes are not harmful, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Now we're all so sad for Grandpa. He's not taking this so well. See him in there staring blankly, drinking hard and forgetting to feed himself.
What's the point?
We're on our way to Grandma's funeral. She wanted to lie in the earth, though we just can't help but wonder, since it's cheaper, should we just cremate her?
Cremate her!
Oh! Grandma slowly passed away from cancer after a long fight with the disease. You can say most tumors aren't malignant, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Now there's lasagna on the table.
Yummy!
And the Caesar salad bought at Ralph's.
Better than Vaughn's.
The neighbors keep bringing over food.
Have some!
But it's stuff they would never eat themselves.
There's Jell-O in this.
The doctors warn me and my cousins.
Look out.
Better watch out for yourselves. Turns out the cancer was hereditary.
Yikes.
And we're all likely to die from it as well.
Sure thing.
Grandma slowly passed away from cancer.
Oh.
After a long fight with the disease.
It was horrible.
You can say she maybe had it coming.
Sure did.
From a lifetime of Campbell's, vodka, and coffee. Sing it, oncologists.
Grandma slowly passed away from cancer after a long fight with the disease. You can say she lived a long and full life, but as for me and Grandpa, we'll just grieve.
Kiss your loved ones, everybody.
Kiss them.
It's gonna be okay.
We're all gonna go one day.
It's okay. They're still okay, Cupid.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is made possible by Badge of Honor, Shoot the NRA.
Doesn't your caring, gluten-free, non-violent blood boil over whenever the NRA goes into action after another gun-induced bloodbath of innocence? Effectively caused by their bestial, brain-dead need to prevent anything happening to their precious Second Amendment rights to kill at will.
The truth is that our society is populated by an unknown number of genuine monsters.
And for one fleeting, enraged second, you feel like filling the sacks of muscle-free jelly these deranged morons call bodies with hot lead. Or at least watching someone make the rage-clotted blood spurt from their paranoia-packed skulls like juice from a rotting tomato. But you can't. Because that would be wrong. But you can in our new murderously fun video game, Badge of Honor, Shoot the NRA. You and your assassins have optional start points. You can frontally attack the Denver Convention Hall, where thousands of targets hail their leader, Sergeant Wayne Payne.
To blame assault weapons for these tragedies would be like, well, blaming airplanes for the 9/11 attacks.
You can infiltrate the Ted Nugent TED Conference.
The Barack Obama gang, who believes in we the sheeple, and actually is attempting to re-implement the tyranny of King George.
Your kill count starts running, releasing higher-powered weapons and armored vehicles. Your goal is to eliminate all 2.4 million NRA targets on increasing levels of difficulty. A mass elimination takes you to the next level, creating random open-world opportunities to take out the waddling but heavily armed codgers. Massive eliminations mean eventually only the toughest targets survive, posing increasingly dangerous challenges. One advantage you have tracking the final survivors, when they move, you can always hear the denim scratching between their morbidly obese thighs. Badge of Honor, Shoot the NRA, leaves you the victor atop a mountain of bloody, mutilated, dead or dying NRA flesh, thus ridding the U.S. of its worst internal enemy. But not really. Because the First Amendment gives you the right to murder as many people as you want, any way you want, legal or not, and wallow in the carnage and thrill to the same bestial lizard brain urge that drives the NRA. So long as it's just for fun.
Good afternoon. It's the top of the hour, which means it's time for the Weather Report. Today's subject is climate change. Our in-studio guests are Professor of Atmospheric Sciences at Harvard University, Dolores Souvlaki.
Hello.
Our local ABC 10 meteorologist, Stephen Goodluckpenny.
Howdy.
Daring storm chasers, Jamie Buckman and Fred Hayes.
Hi there.
Hello.
Research climatologist at the Boeing Company, Martha Can You Help Me Move.
Hi.
Expert on Earth and Space Sciences, Harold Broken Busbench.
Hey, happy to be here.
Unemployed environmental scientist, Linda Toothpicker. Bernie Subsequently Wrong, Cheryl Crow but spelled differently, Marcus Sukram, which is Marcus spelled backwards, and Avery Tacky Dresser.
Hello.
Associate Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Pepperdine, Jessica Oll.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, the former head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Gina Smith.
Hi.
Welcome, everyone, and thanks for being on the program. The top subject I'd like to discuss is climate change. Is it real or just propaganda?
First things first, is it just me or is it incredibly crowded in here?
No, I was just going to say that exact same thing.
Yeah, there's like 15 of us all crammed into this tiny studio. Seems like poor planning.
Well, it's 14 actually, and this was the only studio available at this time, but let's get back to the matter at hand.
Yeah, but it's just, you went through all the trouble of contacting each of us and finding a time that we could all be here. I mean, maybe you should have just found a bigger space for all of us.
Well, because of everyone's schedules, if I did that, some of you wouldn't have been available.
Personally, if I knew it would be this crowded, I would have just called in.
Oh, is it too late to do that? I can just sit in the lobby and you can interview me over the phone.
You're already here. Look, if we can just go ahead with it.
Did you just try and caress my arm?
What? No! I just had to itch my nose, but it's so damn packed in here, I accidentally brushed up against you. See, like this.
Oh my god, you just did it again! What kind of show is this where your guests can be sexually assaulted?
Okay, look, I don't think anyone is trying to assault anyone. It seemed just like an accident.
Just like it was coming onto this show. We have storms we should be chasing?
Yeah, cause storm chasing is a real job.
Oh, and that's coming from a teacher? You know what they say, those who can't do, teach.
I work at fucking Harvard.
Guys, look. This is probably what he wanted, for us to divide and conquer amongst ourselves until only the one true expert of weather remains. Do not give him the satisfaction!
That is not at all what
Stop touching my arm!
My nose is itchy!
Hey, stop it! I just wanted to get knowledgeable people together to discuss climate change.
Because I have a vagina.
Excuse me. Science has proven that it's a very real thing, climate change, which is what we're talking about. But now I can see why it's questionable if all of its experts can't even intelligently discuss it when given the opportunity.
Now he mocks our intelligence.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Same. Yes. All right. Same.
I came from San Diego for this bullshit.
Guys. Guys.
Women's conference.
Well, everyone is gone now, so... Wait, we're getting a call.
Yes, listener, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to know why all your guests had ridiculous last names. Is that a coincidence or something you planned?
I did not even notice that.
Crazy.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Daisy Hobbs, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Keith Saltahanes, Tony Hindra, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Samantha Gerwitz, Barry Link, Sean Ari Leher, James Mount, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Candice Martellera, Antu Shell, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The Final Edition Radio Hour is written by Kit Lively, Samantha Gerwitz, Candice Martellero, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Tony Hindra, Rob Gordon, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Link, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, Steve Rosenfield, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition Radio Hour is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Link. Audio edited by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition Radio Hour, copyright 2014.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.